Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. A year ago today, I'll tell you what I was dealing with, and many of the Christians in Colorado, we were dealing with folks in our own ranks who were supporting the regulating of child killing, like wait 24 hours in Colorado and then you could kill the baby. Well, a year later, flash forward a year later, and we're dealing with people with the names of, say, Mitt and Fred and Alan. And so we have taken the battle to the culture at large, and it's been a very rewarding and encouraging year moving forward. Now, you've heard about the Families Against Planned Parenthood, familiesagainstpp.com, and what they're doing to try to stop the building of the largest abortion clinic facility in the country right here in Denver. Will Duffy is heading up that project. And let me tell you, you haven't heard anything yet because tomorrow, in fact, Will Duffy's in studio in a moment. He'll help me talk through this. But Will, when does the Collaborators Project begin?
Hey, Bob, the Collaborators Project launches tomorrow, January 1st, 2008.
2008, that is tomorrow. And so we'll talk through that. But before we get to that on the Drudge Report, Matt Drudge has this headline: 2,000 travelers stranded in Colorado, 125 miles of interstate remains closed. And so, of course, we are here in the BEL, the Bob and Your Life cabin in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains, and there's snow all around us. We've got a major dose of global warming in Colorado over the last couple weeks. And so our BEL Man in the Street reporter found for us someone who's trapped in the mountains, in the Rocky Mountains, because of all the weather. And so let's go to the phones. And hi, who do we have on the line?
Well, Bob, you have Joe Scott on the line.
Joe Scott of Pro-Life Colorado of Ken and Joe fame. Joe, are you guys are trapped by the snow up in the mountains?
Yes, we are.
Oh, no.
And we are loving it, Bob.
You're loving it? Wait a minute. You should be freezing by now, Joe.
No, we're in a beautiful cabin, warm and cozy,
yeah.
Eating popcorn, playing cards.
Oh, man.
Grandson's with us. It's wonderful.
Oh, man. Okay, well, that does sound great, but I think we need you back in Denver because tomorrow some of these important home visits will happen for the collaborators, people working to build this largest abortion facility in the country for Planned Parenthood. So
we know that Bob and Ken has been working diligently to get us out of here.
All right, but it hasn't happened yet. So we might have to go it alone.
You might.
On Christmas morning, there were one protest out of five that I attended. There were over 40 Christians outside the home of Bill Hornaday's house, the president of the Weitz Company, the Rocky Mountain Division of the Weitz Company, also known as Auschwitz, building the death camp to kill kids. So all right, Joe, please let your husband know, whatever, you know, to move heaven and earth if necessary. We could use your help tomorrow.
Yes, he will. He wants to be there. He's real excited about tomorrow.
Yeah, and it's the launch of the Collaborators Project tomorrow,
right.
January 1st, 2008. Okay, Joe.
Okay, thanks, Mom.
Thanks. We pray that you're well up there in the mountains. Okay, that's Joe Scott, and you've heard her frequently on this program. Joe Scott, for many, many years, goes to Planned Parenthood here in Denver, and you know what she does? She saves babies who are scheduled to be killed at Planned Parenthood. And this year, every year, dozens of babies are saved. And this year, I don't have the exact number. I think it's about 76 babies so far have been saved, and those are confirmed saves, thanks to the Christian pro-lifers at 20th and Vine in Denver, Planned Parenthood, and, of course, we're just so thrilled to have Joe Scott counted among our friends, and Ken and Joe are heroes of mine. Okay, so now in studio we have the head of Families Against PP.com, Will Duffy. Will, tell us about the Collaborators Project.
Hey, Bob. I'm excited about the Collaborators Project. I've been looking forward for this for a long time. And if you want to see information, you just have to go to familiesagainstpp.com. But the Collaborators Project launches tomorrow.
All right. Now, I'm going there right now. Families Against PP, that stands for Planned Parenthood, .com. Here it is. The Collaborators Project has arrived.
And the Collaborators Project is basically a plan to stop Planned Parenthood. Mm. And how we're going to do that is target the collaborators of mm-hmm. Planned Parenthood. And there's four main collaborators. There's the abortionist that's willing to kill children with their own hands mm-hmm. in Planned Parenthood. There's the facility workers that work for Planned Parenthood inside all of their facilities, their abortion facilities. There's those who donate money to Planned Parenthood. And then there are those willing to build Planned Parenthood facilities. Mm-hmm. If you take out the collaborators, Planned Parenthood is gone.
Right.
And sure. So our goal is to basically make it uncomfortable to be a collaborator with Planned Parenthood. Mm-hmm. We cannot have child killing with tranquility. And if you want to do business with Planned Parenthood, the pro-life movement will not allow you to live in tranquility.
Mm. You know, at AmericanRightToLife.org, I want to tie something in with what you've just said. They have a strategy page. So people could go to their website, AmericanRightToLife.org, and click on strategy. And they have a threefold strategy. First is to criminalize abortion and the intentional killing of the innocent. And so, of course, that involves effort with candidates and politicians and judges, the government, criminalize. Second is to demoralize, to create unbearable social tension, to coerce the government to correct the injustice of shedding innocent blood. And third is to evangelize, that is to persuade individuals by education and evangelism to honor the God-given right to life. That is the threefold strategy of American Right to Life. So with this Collaborators Project, you are zeroing in on the second prong of that, which is to demoralize those who would kill children.
Yeah, that's correct. That's the goal, and we need to let these people know who they're dealing with and what the consequences are. And I've got big goals for this, Bob. I've got big goals for the Collaborators Project. I think it would be neat to one day have state chapters of the Collaborators Project, people leading a Collaborators Project in each state, because mm-hmm. you're going to have different collaborators in each state.
Right.
We target the abortionists in Colorado that kill children at Planned Parenthood in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
We target the White's Company, which is building an abortion facility here in Colorado, where different general contractors are building abortion facilities for Planned Parenthood in different states.
Right, exactly. And that's a vision. That is a tremendous vision, and one that I'm really thrilled, Will, because the pro-life movement has become almost like part of the establishment, that I could imagine for the next 40 years, the Democratic Party can coexist with, say, National Right to Life really comfortably. And National Right to Life could coexist with their inflated salaries and, you know, $85,000 payments, annual payments to pension funds and so on. And so everybody could be really happy and just press on, and both sides claim victories every 6 months or so and the money rolls in. But this is designed to disrupt all that, because you don't want child killing with tranquility. You don't want peace when people are slaughtering the innocent, and everybody knows about it. So this is designed very well. This Collaborators Project should be endorsed by pro-lifers around the country.
Amen.
To take away that tranquility that people experience, even though they are apathetic or even participating in the killing of the innocent. And, you know, for years, many of the leaders in the pro-life movement have looked down their nose. They have been disgusted, or they've disapproved of people like Joe Scott, who they go to the abortion clinic 5 days a week for years, for decades, when they're open killing kids. And how many kids are saved by those efforts all over the country? obviously it's tens of thousands of individual kids actually saved.
Yeah, that's right. And there's more than one reason to go to the abortion facilities during the week. And another reason is to make it uncomfortable for the workers who go there.
Mm-hmm.
When med students look at the lifestyle that they will live if they become an abortionist, it's miserable.
Mm-hmm.
You have people preaching to you when you go to work. You have people at your home praying and preaching for you, preaching mm-hmm. at you at home on holidays, on weekends. It's miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And we're finding med students that are even on the pro-choice side do not want to touch that industry. They don't want to even get near it.
Yeah,
and that's a victory.
And this has been reported on by the New York Times in this past summer, the LA Times. Warren Hearn has been quoted to this effect through the years. In fact, Warren Hearn, the late-term abortionist from Boulder, Colorado, he once said in the media, he said he got a call from a fellow doctor. You know, he's an abortionist. It's not really appropriate to call him a doctor. I guess there's Dr. Mengele's, but he's a child killer. But he said he got a call from another doctor up in Boulder, and the doctor said, come on, let's go play golf. And he said, I can't go. I'm still working. And his friend said, it's Friday afternoon and you're still killing kids? That's what his friend said to him. And Warren Hearn's point was, it doesn't matter who it is in society. We don't get any respect as child killers. And of course, they get respect from a lot of our politicians and the media. But, you know, they should not get respect. And there should be turmoil and misery in the heart of every abortionist and everyone collaborating to kill children.
Yeah, in fact, Bob, the University of Colorado at Boulder actually invited Warren Hearn to speak to their medical students. And he basically gave a speech opposite of what they expected. He told them that you don't want to do this. He said, go fix legs.
Right.
Go fix broken legs, deliver babies, but you don't want to do this.
Right.
It's just not worth it.
Yeah. And it's partly his martyr complex. And, you know, he's trying to be counterintuitive. But, yeah, what he's saying is right. You don't want to do this. If you are a med student looking forward to a great life, you know, when somebody has a pimple and they need a dermatologist really badly, they just don't show up at his home Saturday morning at 8 o'clock with 15 friends with grisly pictures of dead children. It just doesn't happen to dermatologists.
That's right.
Yeah. But it happens to abortionists. And that was my commitment. Will, I remember a July morning, late morning, back in 1989. And we were at Planned Parenthood. There had just been a good-sized protest the Saturday morning. And I had been just, you know, been a year into the movement back then. And I asked, how many days a week do we actually have people at this abortion facility intervening, trying to save kids? And so we had a little meeting out in the street, on the grass, beneath the shade of a big tree. And I was told, by the way, a number of the trees on that corner, 20th and Vine, we planted. We planted. They're now big trees. That's how long we've been doing this. And I was told, I should have known, but I was told, really, Saturday is the only day guaranteed. Sometimes there are people here on Tuesdays. And by then, and at that time, people had been going there protesting already for decades. But maybe one day a week for sure. So I said to the group, I said, you know, this is not right. Kids are coming here to die, and there's not even a witness. There's not even a voice. So let's make an effort to make sure there are people here every day when the doors are open and children are scheduled to be killed. And so we picked five people out of that group, and one person took Tuesday. They're closed Mondays. One person took Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays was easy. And their commitment was that they would make an effort to at least get some people to that clinic on their day. And here, that was in 1989, 18 years ago. Today, that clinic, that child-killing facility, Planned Parenthood, 20th and Vine, has Christians there, not only as a witness, but intervening every day that that slaughterhouse is open. There are Christians trying to save the lives of those kids and the souls of those mothers every day, 18 years later. And Bill Hornaday and Gary Megason, they think we're going to forget that the White's Company is earning permanent collaborator status. They think we're going to forget that. We're not going to forget, Will.
No, we're not. And I think they're starting to get that picture, and hopefully it'll sink in, and you know, maybe they'll leave the project, because the reality is if they don't build it, they can't kill children there.
So how will we know? At some point, they're going to be done. The White's Company will be done, and maybe they think they could. They think that we are foolish or gullible, and they'll say, okay, you won, we lost, we quit. In reality, they're done. So how do we avoid that from happening?
Well, that's easy. They get 2 weeks. They get 2 weeks from the launch of the Collaborators Project before getting permanent collaborator status.
So the White's Company, which is the oldest major construction firm in the country, established in the 1800s, one of the top 10 or so firms, $1 billion a year firm, has you, Will Duffy, you have given them a deadline?
Yeah, that's January 15th, 2008, 2 weeks after we launch.
January 15th, the White's Company has until January 15th to pull out of this project to build this Planned Parenthood facility, or they will have earned the permanent collaborator status.
That's correct.
For the Collaborators Project. And that what that would mean then is they will be the focus of protest, home protest, for the years to come, for as many years as Planned Parenthood is killing children in that facility, they will be the focus of protests.
That's correct.
And those protests, of course, they're not every day, but they tend to focus on holidays. Christmas, New Year's, Mother's Day, Easter, Resurrection Day, July 4th, Labor Day, Memorial Day, Thanksgiving.
New Year's.
New Year's. When's New Year's Day? That's coming up.
I think that's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow. All right, so that's a really good opportunity for people to get involved right now.
That's right. We have 5 home protests scheduled for tomorrow, starting at 8:30 a.m. going till we'll finish at 3:30.
Okay. And now some people would think, "Well, I can't do all that."
Oh, of course not. What we're doing is we are trying to tailor to everyone's schedule and where they live. Mm. These 5 home protests are scattered throughout the state. Mm-hmm. They're happening at different times, and we're asking people to pick which 1 or 2 or 3 work best in their schedule and come out and join us.
So how do they find out the times and the places?
They need to email me at familiesagainstpp@gmail.com.
familiesagainstpp@gmail.com.
And all of my contact information is at familiesagainstpp.com, email, phone, etc. You can sign up for our email updates. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, Bob, is this Collaborators Project is only going to work if it's backed by the pro-life movement. Mm. We have got different slots to fill. Anybody can help. We need people that are willing to protest with us. Mm-hmm. We need people that are willing to make daily phone calls, send daily emails, send personal handwritten letters, and people that don't have time for that, we're going to need funds. Mm. And so anyone can help. We need bodies. We need people to go ahead and back this project, and it will be successful. And all they got to do is go to familiesagainstpp.com and sign up, and hopefully soon we'll be launching collaboratorsproject.com. Mm-hmm. That is in the works right now.
Now, this effort has focused mostly on the White's Company in Colorado, the Rocky Mountain Division, and here in the metro area, although there have been home protests, you know, way out in, you know, far out from Denver, where subcontractors, the owners of these subcontractors, live. And they've been very effective. In fact, some of them have been the most effective. And people have said, we're done, we're out of there, we have nothing to do with building any abortion clinic, now or ever again. So that's been really encouraging. But the corporate headquarters of the White's Company, and by the way, they're at thewhitescompany.com, right? That's their website?
Yeah, I believe that sounds right.
Oh, wait, that's your website.
Oh,
thewhitescompany.com, which is exactly their name.
And, Bob, I have also told the Whites Company that I will transfer ownership of that domain name to them if they quit before January 15th.
That's tremendous. That's great.
Otherwise, that website will go down in history for as long as I live as telling the story of how the Whites Company was able to build the largest child killing facility in America. You Google the Whites Company, people will find that website first, mm-hmm. and it will tell the truth of who the Whites Company is.
Yeah, the Whites Company specializing in child killing centers.
That's right.
They built Columbine High School, and their legacy will be child killing centers specializing in abortion. Clinics.
Yeah, and Bob, the Collaborators Project is going to far exceed just the Whites Company. That'll be the main focus right now. But the Collaborators Project, again, is anybody that is a Planned Parenthood collaborator mm-hmm. will be targeted.
But now your efforts have focused in Colorado. Do you have plans to expand this? I know there have been some protests at the Whites headquarters in Des Moines, Iowa. But are there plans, if they become permanent, if they achieve permanent collaborator status, to build an ongoing protest at their headquarters and the executive homes in Des Moines?
Yeah, that's correct. We will target their national headquarters in Des Moines. And here's the unfortunate part of this permanent collaborator status, Bob. That is, future executives will also receive this label.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to Whites is going to have to let someone know that they're going to who they're going to hire, that they have achieved permanent collaborator status for collaborating with Planned Parenthood. And if we hire you, you may have home protests.
Mm-hmm.
You may have
especially
protests
if
at
you're
work.
An executive. If you are an executive, then you could expect home protest. And so that's not just for Gary Megason and Bill Hornaday. That is for any Whites executive, ongoing people they'll hire 5 or 10 years from now, somebody they need to take over for the Whites Corporation in Des Moines or here in the Rocky Mountain Division or even elsewhere where pro-lifers become convinced of the wisdom of this project, then what they're going to have to realize is the really top-notch executives who don't want to live that way are going to work elsewhere. They're going to work elsewhere. And so then Whites customers will realize that the really top-notch executives work elsewhere. And so this will affect them, no matter how stubborn or prideful they are, this will affect them for decades to come.
Yeah, that's correct. And the two guilty parties are the Whites Company National Headquarters and the Whites Company Rocky Mountain Division. Those are the two guilty parties. Those are the two that have been told what they're doing, and those are the two that have said, we're going to do this. And, you know, the president of the National Headquarters and of the Whites Company is Craig Damos. And their senior VP is Mark Federley. And again, they'll be targeted. And then whoever will replace them mm-hmm. will be targeted as
and
well.
When you say targeted, that could easily sound threatening.
It can. Anybody that goes to our website knows that we condemn all abortion-related violence.
Mm. And let me add to that, I especially condemn the abortion-related violence that is proposed by National Right to Life and Republican politicians that say, you know, if you give us this victory here, we will agree and consent that it's okay to kill these kids as long as you wait 24 hours. That's abortion-related violence that National Right to Life and many of our Republican conservative pro-lifers are complicit in. So
that's right.
All right. Now let's go to the phones in Aurora. Vic, welcome to Bob and Yart Live.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Doing well, sir. You're on with Will Duffy.
Very good. Hi, Will. I'm looking at my email right now at the list of protest sites and times tomorrow.
All right.
Hey, Vic, could you speak up louder?
Sure. I was saying I'm looking at my email right now, list of protest addresses and times. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. I was just wondering if you know of a particular one that maybe will need a little help, you know? I'd like to go where most needed.
Yeah, that's a great question, Vic. And we're really trying to put a lot of pressure on the president of the White's Company Rocky Mountain, which is Bill Hornaday.
Okay.
And he's there. He's out there in Greenwood Village, and we'll be at his home at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
All right. And just, I don't know, like a good news report kind of thing. You guys know I deliver building materials. I talked with the owner of the company that I work with regard to the Planned Parenthood place that they're trying to build over there off of Quebec.
Right.
And his response to me was, well, I don't know. I'm not sure we'd want to be involved in something like that.
Wow.
That's great.
That's hopeful, huh?
So you deliver building materials, and the owner of the company you work for, he's aware of the issue.
Right.
And he's thinking, of course, you know, any human being could change his mind, but he's thinking right now, that this is probably something they do not want to get involved with.
Right, and I started it off with just being open and honest with him. What I did was I told him what was going on there, and I told him how I felt about it, what my stance was, and all I really did was ask him that if we did take any orders from them, that I'd be excused from actually having to deliver it over there.
Wow, that's tremendous.
Yeah, as the conversation went on, I think he's really reconsidering whether or not he'd even take any orders for that particular project, which is great because in this time, you know, we're experiencing kind of a lull in orders and stuff. I think that says something about, you know, the power that we have if we're just open and honest about the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Hey, Vic, thank you so very much. That is encouraging. And that is a praise report. I thank God for Vic's courage to even bring it up. You know, maybe the owner is a pro-abort. He's going to get mad and fire you.
Yeah, Bob, most of our victories so far in this project have come from people willing to open their mouth and speak.
Yeah.
The unborn have no voice. We owe it to them to be a voice for them.
Wow. Wow. All right. Now, we're about out of time, and tomorrow is the new year and the launch of the Collaborators Project. So will that site have its – everything has its own website, you know? I think I have websites for each of my kids. No, I don't. But will that site have a website?
It will. It'll be collaboratorsproject.com.
How'd you think that one up?
Oh, I don't remember. Some wise man told me that once.
That is just great, Will. It's amazing how you get these websites. We're speaking of Will Duffy, head of Families Against Planned Parenthood. .com, Colorado Families, but the website is just familiesagainstpp.com. And you got the whitescompany.com. You got collaboratorsproject.com. It's very powerful, you know, because it helps people remember how to find you, how to stay in touch, and find out what to do next. How do we help? How do we work together? So, Will, thank you for doing all of that.
Hey, thank you, Bob.
What an honor it is. I often brag about so many of the pro-life leaders, Christian leaders I get to work with. What an honor it is to work with Will Duffy. He's one of the next generation of leaders, and there are quite a few of them coming up in the ranks, including Keith Mason, who's working to get signatures on these petitions for the personhood amendment. So check them out, ColoradoForEqualRights.com, and Maranatha, what a great school in our valley, Maranatha.